Welcome to Ealing Elevation, Business, Marketing and Culture, the podcast where we dive into the unique cultural and business landscape of Ealing and its vibrant community. I'm your host, John Houston, and today we're embarking on a delicious journey through Ealing's culinary scene. Our episode is packed with insights and strategies for food businesses on how they can leverage local ingredients for success. Joining me today is Victoria Preston, an expert in the field, someone who understands the nuances of the food industry and the benefits of local sourcing. She's here to share her wealth of knowledge and practical advice on how businesses can thrive in this area. Without further ado, let's dive in. To kick things off, let's explore the current culinary landscape in Ealing. There are many unique offerings, and I'd love to get your perspective on what makes this area special for food entrepreneurs. What distinctive elements are shaping Ealing's culinary identity?
Ealing's culinary landscape is a fascinating blend of tradition and innovation, enriched by a diverse community that brings a wide array of culinary influences to the table. What makes Ealing truly unique is the combination of its multicultural demographic, which translates into a melting pot of flavours and cuisines. You can find everything from traditional British fare to vibrant Asian, Middle Eastern, and African dishes. This diversity is not just in the flavours, but also in the locally sourced ingredients that businesses are increasingly keen to highlight. The markets here are brimming with fresh local produce, and there's a conscious effort among restaurateurs and food entrepreneurs to incorporate these ingredients into their menus, creating a harmonious connection between the food served and the community it serves.
It's inspiring to see how much Ealing's culinary scene is being shaped by its community. Local sourcing clearly plays a pivotal role in this dynamic. Can you delve into why sourcing local ingredients is important for business success, especially in a place like Ealing?
Absolutely, sourcing local ingredients is a cornerstone of thriving food businesses today. Firstly, it reinforces a business's connection with the community, making it a part of the local economy, which is immensely appreciated by consumers. This connection can significantly boost customer loyalty, as patrons often prefer to support businesses that contribute to and celebrate their community. Economically, sourcing local can reduce transportation costs and the overall carbon footprint, increasing efficiency and sustainability. It also allows for fresher, more seasonal offerings on the menu, which consumers are increasingly seeking. In Ealing's context, the resultant freshness and quality resonate with the expectations of a community that values authenticity and taste.
That's a great point about the freshness and authenticity that local produce brings. Building those relationships with farmers and suppliers must be crucial in this regard. What are some effective strategies for businesses to foster those connections?
Forming robust relationships with local farmers and suppliers is indeed vital. One of the best strategies is engagement and consistent communication. Visit local markets regularly, attend community events where local suppliers are present, and participate in dialogues that extend beyond mere transactions. It's also about mutual benefit, ensuring that these relationships are sustainable for both parties and that there are open lines of communication about expectations and capacities. Collaborations can also be a pathway. For example, co-hosting events or featuring local suppliers in business marketing materials can highlight these relationships and build stronger community ties. Businesses should also be transparent and authentic in their dealings, respecting the expertise and value that local suppliers bring.
Mutual benefit and collaboration sound like key elements in building those relationships. When it comes to crafting menus, how important is it for businesses to reflect the culture and tastes of the community?
Reflecting the community's culture and tastes in a menu is not only important, it can be transformative for a business. It resonates with customers at a deeply personal level, making them feel represented and valued. By incorporating local flavours and preferences, businesses can offer a sense of nostalgia or familiarity that can turn one-time visitors into loyal patrons. Furthermore, understanding the demographic and its evolving tastes allows for innovative dishes that not only cater to current desires, but also introduce elements that keep the dining experience fresh and exciting. This cultural resonance also aids in word-of-mouth marketing, as customers are more likely to talk about experiences that connect with them personally.
It's amazing how food can create that personal connection with customers. Let's highlight some real-world examples. Could you share a few case studies of local food entrepreneurs who have successfully utilized regional produce to stand out in Ealing?
Certainly, there are several inspiring examples. One local success story involves a small bakery that has garnered a loyal following by using flour sourced from a nearby mill and honey from local beekeepers. Their efforts to bake with local grains have enriched their products' flavour profiles and positioned the bakery as a community staple. Another case is a restaurant that has partnered with nearby farms to source seasonal vegetables and meats, allowing them to craft a menu that changes with the seasons. This approach not only ensures fresh and varied offerings, but also supports the local economy. These businesses demonstrate how regional produce can be a vital ingredient in crafting a compelling and sustainable business proposition.
Those examples really underscore the potential of regional produce to enhance a business's offerings and community presence. Sustainability is a huge driver in the food industry now. Could you talk about its importance for modern consumers and how businesses can incorporate sustainable practices effectively?
Sustainability has indeed become a pivotal concern for modern consumers, with increasing awareness about environmental impact driving the demand for eco-friendly practices. For food businesses, embracing sustainability can mean adopting methods like reducing waste, minimizing energy consumption, and choosing packaging that is compostable or recyclable. Additionally, by sourcing locally, businesses can significantly lessen their carbon footprint compared to importing ingredients. These efforts not only benefit the environment, but can also be marketed as a differentiator to attract conscientious consumers. Transparency in these practices is crucial. Share your sustainability journey with your customers, involve them in dialogues about new initiatives, and align your values with theirs.
Transparency does seem pivotal to gaining customer support for sustainable initiatives. On the topic of marketing, what strategies do you suggest businesses use to effectively communicate these sustainability efforts and the benefits of local sourcing to their customers?
To convey sustainability efforts effectively, businesses must integrate these values into their brand story and communicate them consistently across all customer touchpoints. Social media is a powerful platform for this, where businesses can showcase behind-the-scenes stories, supplier partnerships, and even customer testimonials. In-store, consider educational displays or interactive experiences that engage customers and inform them about your sourcing practices and environmental commitments. Furthermore, when updating menus or launching new items, highlight the local and sustainable ingredients used. Participation in local events centered on sustainability can also boost visibility and reinforce your commitment to these values. Importantly, create a narrative that ties your efforts to tangible benefits for the customer and the community.
Crafting that narrative seems essential in aligning with the customer's values. For food businesses aiming to establish a loyal customer base through community engagement, what tips do you have for effectively connecting with the local audience?
Community engagement is about building relationships, just as much as it is about providing great food. Start by getting involved in community events or hosting your own open houses or tastings where customers can interact with the people behind the brand. Collaborating with other local businesses can also broaden your reach and reinforce a sense of community. Be proactive in gathering customer feedback and make visible changes based on what your patrons are telling you. It shows them that you value their input and are committed to meeting their needs. Furthermore, engaging with local schools, charities, or food banks can initiate goodwill gestures that resonate with the community. These efforts make your business not just a part of the commercial landscape, but a valued member of the community fabric.
Those are wonderful suggestions for fostering deeper connections within the community. Finally, before we wrap up, could you shed some light on future trends in the food industry related to local sourcing and sustainability?
Looking ahead, the trend towards hyperlocalism is set to strengthen, with more businesses wanting to narrow down their supply chains to sources as close to home as possible. Additionally, technological innovations will play a larger role in achieving sustainability goals. Think vertical farming, lab-grown produce, and AI-driven solutions for reducing food waste. We are also seeing increasing experimentation with plant-based and alternative proteins as customers seek more diverse and ecologically sustainable food sources. Transparency and traceability will continue to grow in importance as consumers demand to know where their food comes from and how it arrives on their plate. These trends suggest a more conscientious, connected, and community-focused future in the culinary space.
Thanks for sharing those insights. It's exciting to see how the industry is evolving and leveraging local resources to forge a sustainable future. This podcast was produced by Aroma Media, the digital marketing and done-for-you podcast services agency. To explore having your own branded podcast for your business in any niche or sponsorship opportunities on one of our existing podcasts, contact us at info@iromamedia.com. Victoria, your expertise has been invaluable in this discussion, providing so much for our listeners to ponder and apply. Thank you for joining us today. As we wrap up today's episode of Ealing Elevation, we've covered a plethora of actionable insights on how food businesses can thrive by leveraging local ingredients and practices. We explored the importance of local sourcing, the power of community connections, and the broadening horizons of sustainability in the culinary world. We hope this episode has inspired you to think about the possibilities within your own business and how embracing the unique flavors of Ealing can elevate your customer relationships. Until next time, continue to celebrate and savor the rich tapestry of our local culinary culture.